What are the three secret ingredients that go into crafting a great feature?
Aha, the three secrets. Who would tell a secret?
Right. Secret ingredients for the making of radio features.
Top tip number one. Listen.
Once upon a time, in the middle of a deep, dark wood, lived a beautiful young woman.
I remember as a young boy when I crossed with my bicycle an unguarded level crossing, I felt like a kind of shiver running through my spine. At any moment, a train could come. There was danger in the air and there was tension. My name is Edwin Brice. I'm living and working in Belgium.
I am Berit Hedman. I've been working with Norwegian radio documentaries for 20 years now in the radio documentary department in NRK.
My name is Johanna Zorn. I'm executive director of the Third Coast International Audio Festival.
And I'm Julie Shapiro, the artistic director of the Third Coast International Audio Festival, still based in Chicago, Illinois.
I was thinking from the get-go that the first thing you need is a really good idea.
Well, producing great features is an art, of which storytelling is the fundamental.
Every truly great documentary is made by a great storyteller.
I adore in a good feature good, strong characters with great qualities of self-expression.
But character itself isn't enough. You need something to happen to your character over the course of your 30, 40 or 60 minutes. And that development could be an external event. It could be something that's happened to them or happens to them, or it may simply be a realization. It may be them getting to know themselves better. Be on the lookout for people who have that capacity to look inside themselves.
The big story comprises often several little stories, and so you need to find people who can tell you the little stories which will reveal a great deal.
The big story we all are a part of, the story of our culture and society, the story of the mystery, and the small story of, well, of yourself.
For me, a subject is always a pretext. A pretext to say something more and something bigger and something which is more important to you. There are no new subjects. The subjects are life, love, death, remembering and forgetting. And all the rest is just variations on these essentials.
We are all living our small lives within the framework, and the story of the framework without our small lives is dead and not interesting, and even not trustworthy. But our small lives without the framework are not interesting either. The most interesting stories are those who combine the big and the small story into one.
But a story isn't the only way to propel your piece forward.
Top tip number two.
This is John Bewin in Durham, North Carolina, at the Center for Documentary Studies at Duke University.
I'm Sherry DeLeese, and I'm based in Sydney, Australia. I am currently executive producer for ABC Pool.
My name's Sarah Jane Hall.
I'm Simon Elms.
Lawrence Grizel.
Julian May, and I'm a producer
in the London Documentaries Unit
for BBC Radio 4.
Second, wow, well, okay, for me, vivid tape, great sound, great recordings. Okay, that just begs the question, what makes tape vivid?
I expect the program maker to blow oxygen and a good wind and rhythm in the program.
Propulsion, for lack of a better word. By propulsion, I mean something that creates compulsion, compulsive listening in the audience. You may have a compelling flow of ideas or of sonic moments that sweeps the listener up, so they just have to stay there until you let them go.
So what would keep you as a listener going? Perhaps the experience of the atmosphere, or magic, that unexpected things might happen, surprises, shocks.
Wah!
Unforeseen pleasures.
With the feature, sound seems to marry story in a way that creates this beautiful relationship within the production and that you respond to as a listener differently than if the sound was just there, literally interpreting the story or also just sort of decorating the words that are being said.
Danny!
meet no more, okay?
You must get yourself a recording machine that you can hang around your neck. Because if you've got the microphone in one hand and the recording machine in the other hand, you're impotent, really. You need one hand free so that you can conduct, so that you can encourage people, cajole, move them in, move them out, keep other people out of the way.
Sometimes you'll be putting together a programme and you'll have done a little section and you'll think, oh right, that's really clever what I've done there, and you'll listen to it over and over again and be like, oh brilliant, this is great.
You've got all these amazing blocks to play with, like real people and real sounds, and you mix them all up and you can become an obsessive snipper and snapper.
Be careful, I would say. Try playing it to someone else. They're probably right. Be brutal with your stuff. You'll never regret it.
Number 3.
My name's Russell Finch. I'm a features producer at Something Else.
Claire McGinn. I run the BBC's Network Radio Production Department in Bristol, where we make a range of programmes.
This is Kay Mortley. I am an independent radio producer, a maker of documentaries, based in Paris. I'd say number 2, the desire to say something which only you can say. This is tantamount to taking up the stance of an author.
There's a difference, a distinction between truth and what is authentic. And what you really need to go for is the authentic. And the authentic lies not just in what is said, but the way it's said, the language that gives people a kind of responsibility.
He's not a reporter, because a reporter aims at reducing, resuming, simplifying reality. We are not summing up a situation. If you can transcribe the situation and what is happening, write it all down on a piece of paper, then it probably actually hasn't succeeded as the sort of sound piece we are trying to make.
Let's drop the idea that as documentary makers or feature makers that we are somehow neutral scribes, that we're documenting reality, and let's embrace instead the idea that we're waiting for a call and we're responding to that call.
The best programme makers I've met have been courageous and selfless.
Fearless. Most people will answer most questions, but it's judging the right time to ask those questions.
Drop any preconceptions about what you're there to get. Be authentically present. Let ourselves play.
I grew up in Cornwall, and in Cornwall, the word creating has a special meaning, or creating. And creating is what children get up to when they're playing mischievously and with imagination. And you'll sometimes hear people saying, I'll tell Father if you don't stop creating, and be creating all day. And when you're making a radio programme, that's what you're doing, really. You're creating. And so you must remember when you're making radio programmes that you're being imaginative, mischievous, and a bit subversive.
Once upon a time, in the middle of a deep, dark wood...
I remember as a young boy when I crossed with my bicycle an unguarded leather crossing, and I felt like a kind of a shiver running through my...
If you want to know the secrets of feature making...
I don't think there are any rules.
What are the 3 secret ingredients that go into crafting a great feature?
And I don't think there are any recipes.
At any moment, a train could come. There was danger in the air, and there was tension.
And you were held for as long as the story lasted, until you went to sleep. That's the power of story. But it's also the power of storytelling.
In the end of the journey is the insight. The insight is revealed, and that is worth the distress and the many minutes of waiting. In the hall of the secret, the reality gets magic and the magic gets real.
Once I wrote a sentence, I don't even know exactly what it means, but it sounds damned good. Radio is the only medium that can make you blush in the dark.